The worst people at Red Lobster were the health freaks. They'd come in every week and they'd always say the same thing. They'd be like, excuse me, I have a serious gluten allergy. Very serious. I can't have any gluten near me, on my plate. I don't even like saying the word gluten. It's a very serious allergy. And you'd be like, what's the allergy? And they'd be like, well, sometimes when I eat bread, it makes me sad. That's not an allergy. When I eat Taco Bell, I have to take a painful shit. That's just cause and effect. That's just crime and punishment. You are throwing that word around. I've been eating at McDonald's 8 years straight, 3 times a day, and recently I've noticed an allergic reaction. Well, now I have man tits. And I haven't seen my penis in a year. I'm breaking out all over the place. I get it, though. It's hard to do diets. I always give up every time I read a diet at the same place. It's always a place on the diet where they're like, when you come home at night, make a salad. It's always in that tone, too. How about a salad? A salad. When you come home at night, salad. Salad. Are you fucking kidding me? When I come home at night, I'm drunk and lonely. Who has ever made a salad in that situation? Who has ever come home 2 a.m. all rejected from the bars? Yeah, let's fucking do this! Let's get out the lettuce! And the balsamic vinaigrette! And the alfalfa sprouts! This will definitely fill the void of my soul! Oh, I'm drunk. I want to go to the bars, fuck someone depressingly in my league, and then have a victory force meal at Taco Bell, like some Paul Giamatti version of a Viking warrior. Fuck your salad.